Is this for Hal? Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Well, Mariah Carey feeling good on this Tuesday. We say hello now to Hal Gill, Predators analyst with us. Hal, does this make you feel better?
I'm not sure if that's my jam. I don't know if I need that right now.
I don't know. What do the Predators need? A tough one last night. Let's back up to Saturday. They play what I believe was the best game, their best complete game of the year against the best team in hockey in the Winnipeg Jets. And that was tremendous. And you had everybody that needed to contribute was contributing in that game. And then they turn around and last night and fall 5-2. I know they had a guy and, you know, that had a natural hat trick. They make a goalie change after 40 minutes, even though I don't think it was Saros' fault. But still fall 5-2. So the consistency just continues to consistently not be there, and I don't get it.
I'm right with you, Chase. I don't get it. And you know what? The Winnipeg game, that first period was a good period. And then the second period, they got better as that game went on. Second period, they built off it, and then that was an awesome third period. Like they had everything going their way, and they were building on something good. And, you know, going to New Jersey's good. I was impressed with them. You know, they rebuilt their defensive system. They have good defenders, and they still have those fast impact forwards that we saw, like Mahishier. They hit the throttle and they're gone. And so you can't make mistakes against them, but I feel like the Preds just put themselves in too many holes. They're just turning the puck over, playing slow. They just, whatever they had against Winnipeg, they lost it against the Devils. And even then, you know, you go, okay, the 5-minute major at the end, they have a chance to get something going and to erase a 2-goal deficit. And they get one shot on a 5-minute major. That's really disappointing. So I'm just as frustrated as you are, Chase.
Let me ask you this, Hal. I don't know how many times, if it ever happened in your career, but you played a long time, so it's worth a shot asking this. You know, whenever a team's not playing well, the first thing that everybody's going to go to is, well, they need to fire the coach. And I think you and I have been around long enough to know that that doesn't always fix things. But when you were playing, did you ever hear that noise, you know, as a player? And if you did, how did it affect the locker room? You know, hearing the rumors of, you know, hey, the fans or whatever, the media, they're saying our coach needs to get fired. Did that, you know, supply any kind of motivation to the players in the room?
Yeah, I don't think you need media or fans or anyone to tell you that if you're not winning, things change. That was the first year in my career. And don't forget, I played like forever ago and things have changed. Because I remember Pat Burns coming in saying, I'm not going anywhere. If someone's getting out, if we don't win games, you guys are getting traded. And now, you know, with the salary structure and the way things work, it's a lot harder to trade a guy. But the bottom line is things change. If you don't win, and that was the saying, it's a winning business. You know, you can't just go out and try hard and everyone's happy for you. You got to win. And if you don't win, someone's going to get traded. Someone's going to get moved. Your best friend is going to be on another team or gone or sent down or the coach is gone. Things are going to change. And so I don't think you need any media or any fans to tell you that. They know that. It's just that's the nature of the business.
We're talking to the great Hal Gill on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hal, I'm sure you get asked this all the time when somebody comes up and says, hey, what's wrong with the Preds? And what's your immediate reaction? Is it like, well, you want to have a seat? Or is it something off the top of your head you can tell them? Because I just think there's a lot that's going wrong right now, and I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, early in the year, defensively, they're not clicking. And I think they've done a lot better job. That road trip, you know, most of those games, they kept themselves in it. They just couldn't score 5-on-5 goals, and it cost them in a lot of those games. You know, I don't think defensive zone is the problem that it was. They cleaned that up, but their transition game just doesn't click every time. And we saw it you know, the relentlessness, the tenacity that they had on the forecheck and in the neutral zone against Winnipeg, and then it disappears, and you don't get that. And yes, I do think New Jersey was faster, and it's harder to play that relentless game, but it's certainly it wasn't there, and I just don't know what the switch is that they either flick off or turn on at times. It's baffling to me because you can see when it works. And that fourth line, you know, they're an energy line, but they go out and they work and they grind teams down and they have success. I think the other lines have to look over and say, hey, that's the recipe right there. Can we repeat that? Can we be the next line that goes over the boards and plays that same way until our scoring touch comes around? I think you have to, you know, hey, if you're not scoring, that's one thing. But you have to have that work ethic. That needs to be a constant. And then the goals will come. They're good players. The goals are going to come, but you got to put the work in before that. And I think that's been missing at times. And, you know, just that disconnect that they've been talking about. Well, how do you get connected? You got to go.
Right.
Get your feet moving, you know, like, I can't read off of you if you're not going 100 miles an hour. We all have to be doing it together.
Oh, absolutely. Hal, you know Barry Trotz pretty well. How much sleep do you think he's getting right now?
Well, you know what? I think I kind of put him in a different category as a regular GM because he is, I think he's still got coach first in his head, you know, like what's the problem? How can we fix this? As opposed to a GM going, who do I got to get rid of, and how do I change this? I think he's looking at the process and how do we build on it, and what's the good, and how do we keep the good, and then get more out of the bad. How do we change the bad things that we're doing to get better? And so, I think he's no doubt he's losing sleep. I think you look up and down the whole Preds organization, everyone's losing sleep. It's no fun. Getting on a plane and after a loss and having to look at the people you work with and know you let them down. That's a whole organization-wide thing. But I think he's looking at it as how do we fix this and what's the process going into that. And that might be what keeps him up more than the actual, you know, what you would call his job. I think he wants to fix this thing from a coaching standpoint and from, you know, work with Bruno and try to figure this out.
Well, Hal Gill's with us. What do you think, though, the balance is? Because I think Barry's been really good about, hey, I'm the GM, he's the coach. Even though I've won a Stanley Cup as a coach, I have a lot of experience as a coach, you still kind of know where that line is to not interfere. But what is the balance in that for Barry to step in? You know, does he wait for Bruno to come to him? Like, how do you think he handles that?
Well, I think you have to look at the team. This is an older team, a veteran team. Like, you have a lot of guys that have proven themselves repeatedly throughout their careers. And so I think when you're dealing with a team, you have to deal with the personnel. And, okay, you got to trust veterans that they're going to figure it out. So you go in and yell and scream with, like you would with a younger team. Younger guys, you know, you send them down. You got to, you know, miss the game here. You know, you have guys like Evangelista, Parsonen, Novak. These guys, you know, you manage their careers. Whereas the older guys, there's, you know, do you go in and yell at them? Do you throw the cooler? Do you knock a trash can over and scream and lose your mind a little bit? You got to be careful who you're talking to. You know, right. Steven Stamkos, he's got to play better. He knows that. He knows he's got to be better. And so you work with him to be better, you know, and I'm not just him, everyone. Everyone needs to be better, but they're veterans. And so I think you handle that differently. And so I think Trotz and Bruno are trying to be patient with him, but there's a line. And I think the veterans know that. You don't have to scare them. You don't have to tell them. They know. And so I think they're trying to manage it according to, you know, the veterans that they have.
before the game yesterday, Barry Trotz announced that the Predators had traded Phil Tomasino to Pittsburgh for a 2027 fourth-round pick. Tomasino has kind of been an in and out of the lineup guy, but he is a former first-round pick. I just never really felt like he got his footing here, and there were times where I think he was playing with, you know, maybe a little bit out of place. I don't know if you have a better insight on that, but I know I'm personally happy to see him get a fresh start, hope for the best, because I really liked him as a player. But what were your thoughts on Phil Tomasino being traded?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at through his career and when he came in, you know, I thought he did some good things, but it was in the third, fourth line role. You know, he had some spurts where he'd get to the interior, and I kind of feel for him because if you look back, like, think about all the, you know, great plays he made and then didn't get the score, didn't get the goal, didn't get the assist. Like, the points didn't come for him, and I think he never got the reward for all the hard work that he was doing. And so, you know, he tried to change his game. You know, if you don't get rewarded for something, you do something different. But I think he was doing a lot of the good things that he needed to do. He just wasn't getting the goals and the assists. And so he had a hard time sticking with it. And then, you know, he spends time in the minors trying to figure it out and trying to hone his game in. And it just never really came around. And, you know, you're looking at a team, you know, the writing is on the wall, who the top six should be. You're still looking for other guys to jump in there. And certainly he had his opportunities. But, you know, he's a top six guy, or projected to be, but he still had to play with that fourth, third line mentality in order to get established. And he just never really got established in as a reliable third or fourth, or a, you know, a goal scoring first or second liner. So it's tough to see a guy, he's a great kid. I love being around him, just a ton of energy and really excited for his future, but it's just not going to be with the Preds. And, you know, you got to open up spots for other guys. There's a lot of young guys in AHL right now in Milwaukee that are going to get looks at some point. And so, you know, they're figuring that out, and we'll see what happens with Tomer. Hopefully good things for him.
Yeah, for sure. Hal, always appreciate it. We will see you tomorrow night, but also a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Hopefully the Preds can get us a win and we can enjoy our turkey a little bit more.
Absolutely. See you.
Right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Skillsy joining us here on the program as he does on Tuesdays at 9:30. We'll give a little more thought on the Preds and where they are right now. Also, some breaking news out of college football. A coach has been fired.
What?
Uh-huh. We'll tell you who.
Okay.
615-737-1025. Tomorrow is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning at 8:45 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.